Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And this week, we're going to be talking pure stock racing with driver Tad Peterson. We'll also hear from Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine and Racing Products, John McCorkle from Jackson Motorplex, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready for some earth-shaking horsepower? Then make plans to attend the 2025 Featherlite Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. The action starts Thursday night, September 25th, and continues through Saturday night, September 27th. The event features USMTS Modifieds, USRA BMods, and USRA Hobby Stocks. Get your camper and tailgating supplies together and get ready for a three-day weekend of fun, food, and some incredible racing action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies. Our flavor enhancer all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious and marinate on meats and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Summer heat wears down more than just you. It drains your battery, too. High temps speed up evaporation inside your battery, cutting its life short. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, get up to $25 back on a prepaid card with a qualifying Napa battery purchase. That's $20 back on a Napa Legend or Legend Premium AGM and $25 back on a AAA battery. Save today. Drive worry-free tomorrow. Only at Napa Auto Parts. Offer valid at participating stores through August 31st, 2025. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Napa know-how!
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget, whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around the farm or campground. Stop at Miners today to check out your options.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, the region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by pure stock driver Tad Peterson. And Tad, you started out your racing career in the Hornet division. Memories of running Hornets?
Oh boy, it wasn't the greatest thing. It was fun because my buddies were doing it, and we kind of just went racing up in Wilmer mostly, and then we went up to Ogilvie, and it was all right. Just didn't have great luck in it.
The Hornet division seems to be really struggling right now to get car count at almost every track we attend, and I don't know if it's from lack of interest, just the expense of getting into it and getting a car, or if there's just not that many around the area anymore.
I think it's the expense of getting the cars and stuff. It's like normal things. I mean, you look at racing back 15 years ago or so, things were a little bit cheaper, and now you're kind of going into the Hornet class, and things are just getting more expensive because people are buying out of the magazines, and people with the cars are seeing this and marking up the cars a little bit more, and I think things are just getting more expensive.
And also, you know, and I know, as a new division starts, people start to figure things out with the car, and they get faster and they get faster and they get faster. And the faster you go, the more expense.
Right. I think they just need to figure out how to make it cost efficient, make things a little bit cheaper for guys to get in this racing stuff with the Hornets and that.
You decided to make the switch to the pure stock division. Fendered cars at all the tracks we go to are just awesome. What's the story behind getting your first fendered car?
So my brother Jeremy raced a Streeter in 2016, and they had me, my buddy Noah, and Scotty Ireland, all of us talk to Madison of getting us in the Hornets over there so we could show people what we could do. And first time my brother ever watched me race, I think. And he came up to me and kind of told me, you're not that great in that class. You know, what do you think about buying a car together? And so I sold my Hornet in November, and we were picking up the pure stock in, I think, like December, I want to say, a month later, and never looked back.
The interesting thing when fans go down in the pits and they actually look at a pure stock or a street stock, there really isn't a lot stock on those cars.
No, I've called them a limited street stocks, the pure stocks, for a long time, because really there's not much difference, a little bit in the motor, a little bit in suspension, and that's about it. That's what the class was made for, is basically to make it a little easier to transition into a Streeter, but it's getting closer and closer every time, and it kind of needs to go back to the way it was, where it was a little cheaper.
And speaking of that, in pure stocks, handling and momentum are everything. Let's start off with the handling. When a pure stock is right, they are a thing of beauty to watch going around the track.
Yeah, when they're working, it's good and they're fun. You know, if you get two of them that are working pretty good, you get some close races and everything. I know we've had a couple close ones this year with Landon and Jason and Schultz from Wilmer. So they're working right. We're putting on a show for everybody.
That really makes it exciting for the fans when you have two or three cars that are just inches apart and they don't touch and they're just gliding through those turns and it comes right down to the flag stand.
Right. And like the whole top five is really close. Any, you know, there's been 8 to 10 of us a night and anybody can win. We're all so much close and racing and know what to do. Like, you could throw a blanket over the top five and don't know who's coming out the winner.
Momentum. Once you are at speed, you really have to be hyper aware of everything that's going on around you and ahead of you, because if you happen to have to get on the binders really hard, it literally takes you the rest of the heat race to get caught back up to the field where you were to begin with.
Yeah, and it's happened to me this year where car spun out in front of me and got on the brakes, and it took a while to get back up to the front, and it's hard.
You talk about pure stocks approaching street stock capabilities, and I always eye the speed of the pure stock division. You guys are deceivingly fast, especially at Madison Speedway. The first time I went there, I remember, my goodness, this class is just clicking off these laps. It has to be a rush to be in a pure stock at Madison Speedway.
It is. If the high side's working, it's really fun. Even the low side, I mean, the pure stocks are just fast around here, and it's so much fun, and it's adrenaline and just a lot of fun.
Then you bring into the mix a special like the Madtown Showdown, and there's extra money, there's cars coming in from out of the area, and you have a full field of pure stocks. I'm looking forward to those upcoming fall specials, because the cool thing is you never know who's going to show up and you get to see full fields of cars.
Yeah, I know a couple years ago we had a couple of new guys jump in the pure stocks, and it made it fun, and they are now up in a street stocks, and the fall specials are pretty fun. But I know lately Madison had a special for us and brought extra money, and this week Wilmer is putting on a special for us, and I think it's going to be a good car count up there for them too.
That's really cool. I've seen that on the schedules that a lot of the tracks, including Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa, you named a couple out in your area that are actually showcasing a division one time during the season and putting up extra money for that class. And that really shows how much they care about their drivers.
Right. And I think every track should do it, because a pure stock to a late model, if you don't show that class for the week or those drivers a little, you know, hey, we care about you guys, nobody's going to come and want to race there or do anything. I know Monty every year has a special, and I look forward to it every year because it's a fun time. But this year, Madison finally did something, and I know a guy up in Wilmer is putting one on. It's been a while since they've had a special, and so it's fun. I mean, I've hit everyone and try to do my best.
It is really special for you guys because the drivers are the show, and all the work that you put in during the week and the evenings, getting the car ready, loading it up, towing it to the track, it's a lot of effort on your part to be there regularly, week in and week out. And yeah, it's cool when they appreciate that.
Right. And for me, I have a wife and two kids and a full-time job, and the race car kind of gets put on the back burner sometimes. But when it comes special time, my wife kind of realizes, hey, okay, go do your thing. And I'm out there a couple nights a week and working on it.
What is a typical race week like for the Tad Peterson number 45 Pure Stock? Where can fans see you race regularly, weekly?
Most of the time at Fiesta City Speedway. We try to make it over to Madison here and there. I haven't made it up to KRA much. When I started this, me and my wife talked about racing one night a week. That way we can go do family things on Saturday and Sunday. And through the years, it's gone, okay, we're not doing anything on Saturday, so let's go racing to Madison. And picked up a couple times here and there.
Based out of Dawson, Minnesota, what is your closest track, and what is the travel time to the other tracks in your area?
Oh, I would have to say Madison Speedway. It's 15 miles from me, and Monty is about 20, and KRA and Wilmer is about an hour and 4 minutes from me.
Wow, that's got to be tempting to race all three.
It is, but like I said, when you have kids and wife and a full-time job, it's hard to go race up and on a Thursday night and then come home and change gears for the next two nights. So it's tempting, but it's hard.
Fiesta City, that is a great track. Love that old covered grandstand. What makes that track so perfect for pure stock racing?
Let's see. I know when it was longer, it was better. Then they shortened it, and it's gone a little better, you know, for shortening it and for side-by-side racing. And I think we get out first, so we get a little pack and a little slop, and we just learn how to drive on it, and we don't really get too much of a dry slick usually.
Yeah, I've seen a few tracks let the hobby stocks or the pure stocks go on tracks that I don't think they're going to be able to turn when they get to corner one, and sometimes it's not good.
My first year being in a pure stock, or maybe it was my first year, they put us dead last for the special, and they let some hobby stocks, IMC hobby stocks, come down and race with us on their street tires. We got to run used Hoosiers, and it was not good because it was all dry. We're not used to it. None of us knew how to drive on it, and those hobby stock guys just blew us away.
The infield tractor tire, how often does that become a factor at Fiesta City?
Here and there. No, Madison has it here and there. I wish they would get rid of them, mostly, because my brother had a bad incident rolling a car off of one. So I think they need to get rid of those tractor tires.
Yeah, if you get pushed down in there, it's not a good situation.
No, it's not. You're wrecking some stuff. Especially for the speed we're going, you're wrecking a lot.
You talk about the family. People in racing. Racing isn't all about what's happening on the racetrack. It's not when they drop the green flag and those 20 laps to the checkered flag. It's the pit area. It's the nights in the shop. It's the friends and relatives in the stands. racing is so much more than what happens on the racetrack.
Oh, yeah. My nephew races, Alex Grinager. My nephew-in-law races, Mike Jans. My brother, he's a tech guy. My wife's at the races most of the time. My daughter and son come. My cousins. We got a big family in racing, and we're there every Friday. And sometimes we go up to Atwater to go-karting for my cousin Miles. And I got some really good friends from racing I talk to every day. Racing's a big family thing, and most of those guys are family-like to me. One of my friends is an announcer. It's a lot.
One of the coolest things I've seen lately, your 2023 hero cards that were a tribute to some of the important people you have lost along the way. That was really cool.
Yeah, my dad, he was a big one. I lost him my first year of racing. He always brought me to the races. He was there every time I raced Wilmer and my Hornet and tried to keep up with the Pure Stock racing and that. My stepbrother, Josh, he passed away unexpectedly. I race with him. I race with his son now, or did. He moved up. And my father-in-law was a big part. He got me out of trouble a lot with my wife when it came to racing and helped out with some parts. And then my cousin, Dale, he passed away unexpectedly. And he was a promoter at Fiesta, and he was a big part of my life and taught me a lot of things. All of those guys did. They taught me a lot of things in life. So just to honor them, I thought I'd throw them back on the cards. They were all about helping me in the race car and everything. So that's just a little bit I could do to honor them.
Dedicated race officials, track promoters, and for me, a great track announcer really makes a difference. The loss of Garrett at Fiesta City really makes you think twice about how precious life is and things can really change in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that day that happened really hurt. I knew Garrett personally, and he was a great guy, really good announcer. I love watching the videos of him talking about every race that he announced. It was really good, the side-by-side. He made it interesting. I know the new one pretty well too, Scotty Ireland. He's got big shoes to fill with Garrett being gone and that. So we all miss Garrett, and it sucked.
Man, Garrett got fired up about racing, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he really did. There could be two cars side by side and the only two cars on the track, and you're watching it because he made it interesting. He got fired up. It didn't matter if there was two, like I said, or 500 cars. He made every lap interesting watching. I still watch videos from when he announces with the Pure Stocks and the Streeters.
You had a huge crash of your own at the track in June of 24. What happened and how did you rebuild and get back racing?
Well, I spun out between one and two on a track that nobody should spin out on. It was tacky. And a car, he was a rookie. I don't know if he just panicked or what, just hit me head on. Kind of looked at the car that night and knew it was pretty bad. We took a couple months off. I bought a different one, and it ended up needed too much work. And my nephew-in-law, Mike, my cars are out at his shop, and kind of told me, you're not getting out this year with this car, blah, blah, blah. Kind of told the wife, we're kind of done, and somehow, some way, one of my relatives had a car sitting in his garage that he didn't really want to sell, but I kind of waved the money in front of him, and he kind of sold it. So he wanted to get rid of it. He kind of just wanted to get out of racing. So I ended up buying this one. We put it together. I told Mike and the crew that I wanted to be out for the stock car special, and we got together, and I couldn't believe it. And I had a great season after that.
Working at a job that is race-friendly is also important. Does your job understand your passion for racing so you can get out there and do what you want?
So my boss used to race. Jervy Jervy?
That is very helpful.
Yes, he used to race. He got out, started a business, all this stuff. So when it comes race time, he kind of knows what's going on. Like this week, I'll probably take off early Thursday to get up to Wilmer in time. And when he helps me, I mean, if I need a bumper, I can make a bumper in the shop. I work at a fab shop in Monty. So if I need a bumper, I can make it. Any kind of parts I can build over there, he'd let me do it. So he's very, very good, friendly, race friendly with me. I mean, he does a lot for other people. So if anybody needs anything in racing around Monty, look up Jervy Jervy.
You also paint race cars. How did you get involved doing that?
So I went to school for auto body and kind of lost interest in doing the auto body part. So I ended up working at a fab shop where they paint stuff, and I kind of got enjoying it. Next thing I know, my brother Jeremy was asking if I'd paint the race car, and one thing led to another, and I've painted every car of mine and his besides the last two when I didn't have a paint booth to do any, and I picked up a couple extras this year, and I don't know, it's just something I enjoy, making a little extra money for the race car.
Passing the love of the outdoors on to your kids is something that you really enjoy doing, whether it's sports or hunting.
Yeah, my daughter is 13, and she keeps me pretty busy with sports, and she does volleyball, softball, basketball. She's my little sidekick sometimes. She loves ice fishing and deer hunting, and now we're going to try and start doing some pheasant hunting, and my boy's 4, so he loves coming fishing all the time with me, so it's just something that I enjoy doing with him. It's a family thing, so we love going out. I deer hunt with all my family.
Colton looks like he's getting ready to jump in a race car soon.
I think he would if I'd let him. We went to Atwater to watch my cousin Miles race, and he got to bring up his power wheels and go around the track, and he did not want to quit. He wanted to keep going. So, it's between the 13-year-old, my daughter Alyssa, or Colton, who's ever going to get a car first.
Favorite racing memory or memories so far in your career?
Oh, boy. I'd say my favorite one would have to be, it was 2020, and it was in Madison. It was my first win in Madison, and I raced side by side. I had a great lead, and my brother Josh caught me, and we were side by side through, well, we had a caution, and then he kept up with me, and I beat him by a nose. And that was my first win there, and one of my greatest races I've ever had with him. One of the best memories was my first win. It was a couple months after my dad passed, and Monty at the track that mean the most to me because he brought me there all the time, and it was just awesome. My brothers were up there, all my friends, family, all that. There's a picture on Facebook somewhere of just a whole big group of people up in front of the car.
Who helps you on the car at the track and at home in the shop?
Oh, it's mostly me. Mike Jans helps a lot, Larry Jans, Jason Best at the track, the Albertson boys, Alex Grinauger, Logie Grinauger. There's just a group of guys that we pit by that we help out each other, and Jason helps out. He builds my motors. I race against him, and he builds my motors for me. And comes out and helps me a couple times a week, and it's just a bunch of guys. I'm sorry if I forget anybody. My daughter, Alyssa, she's down in the pits helping me. My son, Colton, is whatever he can do. He scrapes mud.
Goals for the 2025 season?
Get a win and just have fun. I'm winding down. I'm just going to have fun with this now. That's all been. Just get a win and get a couple wins and just enjoy it. Just have fun with everybody. I think that's one thing a lot of people worry about is points and that, and they just lose having fun. It's just go have fun with it. As long as the car's in one piece at the end of the night and loads on the trailer, it's a good night.
Absolutely. Who helps you out with sponsorship on the car?
JMS, Jervy Metal Solution, and Monty. That's my job, too. So if anybody's looking for a car to be painted, look me up. Hatch Excavating out of Olivia. Schmidt Construction. Schultz Farms in Dawson. Best Performance, Lacapar Co-op in Dawson. Gruel Electric out of Dawson. Dirt Talk with Scotty, Bud Nelson, Huckison Construction, Nate Mortensen Seeds, Jan's Race Shop, TP Customs, Madison Bottling, McGolden Light, Lean's Lumber and Boyd, Fast Threads, Debbie Anderson Insurance, DJ Planners and Sales, and AOK Photographer and Fastenal, and my wife and kids.
Tad, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show. Have fun the rest of the season, which I know you will, and look forward to seeing you at some of the fall specials this fall.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and it was great to talk, and I'm going to try and have fun. We're having fun with it now, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Here in Minnesota, it's about treating other people with respect and building relationships over the years. Midwest Collision has been known for offering professional collision and automotive repair services in the Faribault and Owatonna areas for over 50 years. Make the right choice for your collision repair. Midwest Collision, just east of Faribault on Highway 60, or call 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision, you bend them, we bend them.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See BatwingChassis.com.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them that Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine and Racing Products. And Chad, you have literally spent a lifetime in the racing industry. Growing up with a father that was heavily involved in the sport, your knowledge is not only from the asphalt racing world, but also the dirt world as well. Combine knowledge of both.
Yeah, I mean, from about the time I was 6 months old, I've been at the racetrack. My parents owned and operated a couple racetracks and started popping popcorn, picking up trash. And when they got out of the race promotion, I started working on a car with my older brother Barry and tinkering, welding stuff together. And there was an old lathe in the corner, and I turned that on. And I guess the rest is history. Been going to dirt and asphalt races and trying to make the best products in the industry for the last 28 years.
Listening to your customers is something that you do very well. Ideas from drivers brought about the Eco Smasher to the market lately, and also the easier to use carb cover recently, and listening to your drivers creates these products.
We got such a good group of race car drivers and engine builders and chassis builders and crew chiefs and just a great team of people that we've built up over them 28 years. And, you know, I started recognizing basically the inventors 8-10 years ago, and we put their name on it. And say it's inspired by, you know, such and such. And like the Eco Smasher was Ricky Alvarado from Colorado. And, you know, we try to take care of the people that help us grow the brand and innovate the products. And I'd say that's what we're most proud of is I think we have over 110 original ideas that we've brought to the racing industry. And that's, I think, more than probably any other company, I would assume. I don't know for a fact, but we're most proud of our original ideas here.
The tech tip videos you shoot not only provide information to your current customers, but they also provide knowledge to the entire racing industry, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're all about trying to win races, right? So however we can educate our customers and make them go faster and make the parts last longer and make it easier to work on the vehicles, you know, we just try to be the most innovative and most informative company out there because we want to be the best. When I was, you know, when I was working on the cars back in the day, being a crew chief, I wanted to win every week. So that's the mentality we have here. We want to win every single week and provide the customers with the products to do so.
And talking about being the best, you talked a little bit about your racing history at the beginning. At one time, Weir's Machine and Racing Products was a local company. Not anymore. You still operate with those local customer service values, small town values, and high quality employees, yet you now are on a national level. It must make you really proud to have some of the top teams in the country promoting your products like Nick Hoffman.
I'm always true to my roots. We're still based right here in Bangor, Wisconsin, a town of 1,400. And you bring up Nick, it's funny. We were just in North Carolina for a week trying to work on our distribution in the southeast. And we were in Mooresville, which is Race City, USA. It's where all the NASCAR teams are. And Nick had a pretty funny quote. He said, you know, you're in Race City, USA, and you think the best parts in the country are made right here in North Carolina. And he said, that's false. The best parts in the country are made in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. So I thought that was pretty cool that he gave credit to how innovative we are here in Wisconsin and in the Midwest. I think we work hard. There's a lot of great companies that are Midwest based. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of a small town. And, you know, I'll never forget my roots and always treat people with respect like my dad taught me to do. Our family was a Chevy dealer for 80 years and never going to forget where I came from.
Another person that you know and know well, I just had Carl Fredrickson on the Dirt Show last week from Speedway Illustrated magazine, and he said the Midwest Motorsports Expo in Rochester is by far the best trade show around because of the accessibility to the manufacturers. You can literally walk up and talk right to the people who are building the stuff, and you don't have to wait in a half-hour line.
Yeah, we're super excited about the Midwest Motorsports Expo. We're excited to be a part of it with Josh Ruby and Kevco, and we've got great brands coming, right? I mean, we have some of the biggest names in the racing industry, and to be able to come to the show, a regional show, a really good regional show with a good core group, and be able to talk to these manufacturers is what it's all about. And most of the regional racers can't afford to go to PRI. It's a massive show in downtown Indy. It's super expensive. And, you know, that's kind of what we've focused on. We've stopped going to PRI in 2020, and we're focusing more on regional shows and trying to hit the Saturday Night Racer because that's who we are.
March 14th, 2026, Mayo Civic Center in Rochester, the Midwest Motorsports Expo. If you're a driver, sponsor, promoter or fan, you need to be there. If somebody wants booth space or more information, what's the best way to find that out, Chad?
Yeah, you can go on the Midwest Motorsports Expo website. You can purchase the booth space on there right away or get in touch with us or Kevco, Josh Ruby. And yeah, we can certainly get you in there. We're looking forward to 2026 and see if we can grow it a little bit more than we did last year and keep evolving.
Chad, I'm sure you can feel the change in the air when you get up in the morning. Bow hunting season will soon be here, and that means Trick Outdoor products, the stuff you need to make your hunt safer and more successful.
I've took 30 years off from hunting to build this company, and I was so into the racing hardcore that, you know, I didn't really have time to hunt, but it's been the last few years, my boys have been into it pretty heavy, and it got me back involved and triggered that passion. And, you know, after hunting for a couple of years and using some of the Chinese-made garbage that's in the market, you know, I felt like I could make a few better products than that and safer products, and that's kind of what we started a new brand, and we've been just evolving slowly with that, and it's an exciting market, a different market, completely opposite of what I've done my whole life, right, racing products, but most racers are hunters, so it kind of correlates, and so we're having a lot of fun with that, and yeah, we're excited to get into fall here.
And also sitting out in the woods listening to a squirrel rustling in the leaves or a blue jay and just kind of clearing your mind, I bet some great ideas have popped into your head out there in the tree stand.
Yeah, there's no doubt when you remove yourself from society and the everyday grind and you can find that peace to let your mind evolve and think about what needs to be done. And yeah, it's such a good time and lets you maybe innovate some new products or figure out how to make your business better also.
The boys at the shop also like to have fun creating some of the coolest trophies in racing. The Larry Phillips Memorial Trophy and the Harris Clash trophies turned out incredible this year.
Yeah, we started making trophies for Greg McCarns, who's a well-known promoter on the asphalt side, and our fathers actually promoted races together back in the day, and he wanted some cool trophies made, and so we started taking big chunks of billet, making billet trophies, and you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, the racing products are usually billet steel or billet aluminum, so racers kind of dig getting a billet trophy, and we've had a lot of fun machining them. We make some really cool ones. When you put the model on there of a memorial or whatnot, it's just an honor to make them trophies with the cars for Larry Phillips and Jim Sauter and Larry Deachins and Joe Shear and these guys that I grew up basically idolizing. They taught me so much about craftsmanship and looking at how they did things back in the day, and it had a big influence on me and his company, you know, with the desire to make cool products from them legends. So really an honor to make such cool trophies for the industry.
How can they find out more about Weir's Machine and racing products?
So the internet, we have our website, weirsmachine.com, thetrickoutdoors.com for the outdoor stuff. And we have the Scores at Scorekeepers at scoresat.com. So we got a lot of brands. We have, I think I'm up to 9 or 10 brands here. So we got a lot going on. We got the Trace My Space brand also, which is Toolbox Organization, and the Wyatt Bicycles. We build mountain bikes too. So got a lot going on here in little small town Bangor, and yeah, a lot of great websites for you to check out there. And if you need to call us, it's 608-486-4343.
Chad, thanks for all you do in the industry, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great talking with you again, Clayne, and thank you for what you do.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the Sprint Car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage clean out?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, in Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee. Or call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings MN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I'm joined by longtime race promoter John McCorkle. And John, you've been involved in racing and race promotion for a long time. And in the racing business, weather is always an unknown factor. There have been some tremendous races that I have personally attended that were going to be literally awesome until Mother Nature decided otherwise.
Yeah, that's one of the things you always kind of hope for and pray for is good weather. And, you know, sometimes things happen, things rain out, and you just got to move on and try to pick the next best makeup date, if you can even find one, and go forward and trudge through and try to do the best you can.
Your July 29th race at Jackson Motorplex. I was following the weather that day on your Facebook, and at 12:30 in the afternoon, it looked great, and a huge amount of drivers came out, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, it was one of those things. The forecast said if we could get through the morning and not get too much rain, we'd be in the clear. Didn't really show any real chance of rain, and, you know, things started coming together really nice and had a lot of drivers showing up. We were well above 100, which in today's age is great. And then about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, all of a sudden they started saying, well, things could redevelop. And all of a sudden, about, it was before the pit meeting, somebody said to me, you know, have you looked at the radar? There's some huge storms all around us. And I was like, oh, great. So I looked at the radar, and sure enough, there were storms everywhere. And it sort of looked like the biggest storms might stay just to our north. And by just to our north, I mean like a half a mile to our north. And at that point, we'd already opened up the gates, had, like I say, 100-plus drivers in the pits, and everybody knew there was a pretty good chance of rain at that point. But at that point, you're committed, so we were going to try to rush the program through as fast as we could, but she ended up opening up, and we got a heck of a downpour. We were still in hot laps, and just one of those things that you got to try to pick the best makeup date you can at that point and move forward.
John, you were a promoter at Jackson for many years, and you'll know this. Jackson seems to get really, really lucky when it comes to weather. We were just at a race there this year when it was raining in downtown Jackson, and it was literally raining a mile to the east, and Fairmont got rained out that night, but Jackson still got the races in. They call it the Jackson Vortex.
Yeah, sometimes we get lucky, but every once in a while we don't. And I would say over my 20-plus years promoting races, I've more often than not been lucky, but this one wasn't the case. So we kind of dug in, and I sat down with Todd Quiring, Doug Johnson, the families that this race is all about, and of course that is the Jeff Hazer family and the Denny Froderman family. It's kind of a process. I'm a busy person. Todd and Doug are really busy. Their track prep guys are really busy. Of course, the families. And of course, we try to pick out dates that work the best for the racers, fans, everybody involved. But it really wasn't possible to find a midweek date in August And pretty quick, we were looking at September. And, you know, once school starts and you get big races like the Boone Nationals, then you really got to try to pick the best date that maybe has some conflicts with it. And the date that we've came up for the makeup date for the Jeff Hazer Denny Froderman Memorial is Saturday, September 27th. We know there's some specials going on, but that date in the history that I ran Jackson was always kind of the last weekend in September was when we tried to run our fall classic. Sometimes we called it the IMCA Fall Nationals. And that date, historically, we had huge car counts for it, despite running against other events. So the more we talked about it, worked really good for the families, worked for myself, works for the Jackson track prep guys. And it's the date that we've chosen to go with. And I've talked to a lot of drivers. Some can't make it, but we've talking to a lot of drivers, a lot of fans that think that's going to be great, bringing back the traditional fall classic.
I think that is an awesome date. That happens to be our wedding anniversary. And I tell you what, throughout the years, there have been some beautiful weekends during that time of year. And I always say, I think those cars run so much better when they're breathing in that cool air. They just seem faster.
Yeah, I've got some great memories of the fall classic. Sometimes when we were in the heat of the moment, they didn't seem so great. But, you know, a lot of guys drive really hard, and talking to a lot of guys, oh, this past weekend I was over at Worthington Speedway talking to drivers. We had our Hall of Fame inductions on Saturday afternoon, this past Saturday afternoon, talking to Trent Schroeder, Jason Andrews, guys of that era. All they could talk about was, boy, that date, I tell you what, when you showed up at the Jackson Fall Nationals, you knew you had to have your A game on because there's going to be a minimum of 30 cars, but a lot of times there was 40 or 50. So you really had to, you know, have your A game on to try to get in the top five or whatever, you know. So trying to bring that back, you know, talking to a lot of the guys that were there, I think we're going to get them there. And, you know, with the midweek show and with the rain that happened, I know that there's guys that were planning on coming that just decided it looks like they're going to rain out. So I think we're going to have a good field of cars. If we can get any sort of weather, like you mentioned, I think we can put together a heck of a show for kind of the season finale over at the Jackson Motorplex.
How can drivers and fans find out more information about the race?
Well, with me leasing the track, I put a lot of stuff just on my personal Facebook page. We also get it on the Jackson Motorplex page. As far as purses, that kind of stuff, I think most of the drivers are aware of what that is. The rest of it, you know, the start times, we're probably going to start a little bit earlier, something in the neighborhood of hot laps at 5 or 5:30, and that'll kind of depend a little bit on the weather. If somehow it's going to be really hot that time of the year, which it usually isn't, we may not start as early. But if we're looking at a typical, you know, late September day where we're looking at a high of 60 and maybe the low is getting down into the 40s, you know, we don't want to be there till 11 o'clock, and neither does the racers or anybody else. So we'll try to get the program moving. The classes that we're going to be racing are the 305 sprint cars and the USRA A-Mods, B-Mods, stock cars, and hobbies. Some guys' common question is, well, you've got this race USRA, Jackson, used to be IMCA. The simple answer to that is I still work over at the Fairmont Racetrack, work at the Jackson Racetrack. I'm friends with a lot of the Fairmont racers and a lot of our sponsors, Beamer Companies, Bateen Trucking, Best Western, and Fairmont. Those are guys that are either in business and race USRA. My initial sponsors I got kind of wanted to see a USRA race over there. I kind of look at it as the rules are so close that it really doesn't matter what the sanctioning is for the most part, and any IMCA cars are legal to come over and run. They don't have to change anything. And it is USRA sanctioned, but, you know, that's pretty competitive. You know, Justin Lewenberg, some other typical IMCA guys have done real well and have been real competitive, bolting on the four-barrel carburetor. They're in the stock car class. But a lot of guys just want to race Jackson. A lot of the Fendered guys haven't got an opportunity to race there the last couple of years. So I can sense quite a bit of excitement in the drivers that I'm out visiting with. And I think we're going to see a huge field of cars come the evening of September 27th.
John, thanks for all you do, and thanks for all you continue to do to promote racing, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks for having me, and hope to see everybody on the 27th.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Extreme powder coating.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, right now, high school, college, NFL's all kicking off. People are going to be tailgating if they're not out at the racetrack and having friends over to watch the football games. And you always got some incredible ideas to feed a big group.
Well, I do, Clayne, but I was a little bit confused. I looked at the NFL roster, and I didn't see your name on any of the teams.
Sorry, I don't qualify, buddy.
Oh, boy, am I disappointed. But I'll tell you what, you and I are going to sit around the TV and have some goodies, and one of them is deviled eggs, cook them till they're hard and all that stuff, but take out the yolks and then mix like a tablespoon of Spin Blend salad dressing with them. And I usually do like a half a dozen eggs, lined up with a dozen deviled eggs, and mix either Spin Blend salad dressing with them or Miracle Whip, and just a light seasoning of flavor enhancer, not a lot. Just dust it real lightly with it. And then for every half dozen eggs that I do, I put like a tablespoon of our wings and things hot sauce in with it and mix that in with it before you fill them up. And then crumble just a little bit of blue cheese over the top of it. And boy, is that ever good. And, you know, if you want more flavor enhancer or a little more spice, why, you can add more wings and things to it. But that's really a good one. And then another one I've got, you just take and cut your hot dogs in the length a little bit wider than what a strip of bacon is, and take our flavor enhancer and brown sugar and mix it 50-50 and press that piece of bacon down into that mixture, then wrap it around that short chunk of hot dog and toothpick it. And then you can either grill it or just throw it in the oven and bake it until it's done. And I'll tell you what, is both of those are so tasty and so easy to make, Clayne.
And Speed, you always have incredible recipes and incredible ideas. No wonder you are becoming the official barbecue sauce of the Iowa Wild hockey team.
There you go. Yeah, that we're looking forward to that partnership. And I think it's going to be a fun time for both of us.
Speed, if they'd like to find out more about Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasoning products or a great recipe, how can they do that?
Just go to the old Cookies, C-O-O-K-I-E-S, and then the letter B and the letter B and the letter Q. In other words, Cookies with an S, cookiesbbq.com. And there's all sorts of good recipes and stuff right on that. Click what meat you want to use or what you're looking for in a recipe, and it'll pop up there for you, Clayne.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane.
Shop now at Weirsmachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
With 40 years of experience producing quality racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Drive Shaft. Kevco Drive Shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Drive Lines Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Drive Shafts has the ability to custom build any length drive shaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at KevcoRacing.com.
Hey, this is David Noble, old number 75. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.